And welcome back to the KCII PM Sports Page. It's now time for our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Pleased to be joined by Winfield Mount Union girls basketball player Brady Buffington. Brady, it's great to have you on. Congratulations.
Thanks for having me.
Brady, great start to the season, of course, for the Wolves, 9-0 as we head to the holiday break. I want to talk about one game and specifically. You closed out the first half last Tuesday night. You faced off with L&M, really good team out of the north, and handled them 46-32. You came out with 23 points off the bench. So, Brady, just first off, as a team, what was really working that night?
We were really just focused on playing more as a team than individually. We just came out with a strong mindset that we were ready to go.
How about you individually? You had 23 points. What allowed you to get going that night?
The guards really had some really good post entries, so that helped out a lot. We had a really good passing game, and I feel like everyone had a chance at the ball, and we just really did good with ball movement.
You know, you come off the bench for the Wolves. How have you bought into that role this year, and what does that mean to you to come off the bench and provide that spark for the team?
It really means a lot. I mean, our team is really focused on whether you come, you start the game, or whether you come into the game. We really just focus on that. That really doesn't matter as long as, because we have many girls that come in off the bench. We have almost 10 girls and to come off the bench, and it's just, we just all try to focus on playing the game and not who starts or finishes. So. Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of close wins thus far for the team, 9-0. What's the mentality like late in a ball game, knowing that it's a close game? Does this team just play with a lot of confidence, knowing that despite the score that you're just going to come out with a dub?
Whether the score is close or not, we always just try to play our hardest throughout the whole game. And, yeah, for quite a few games, we've gotten really close in the end. And I just feel like in the end, we really just put our full focus in and play the hardest game that we can. And know that whether the outcome is that we played our hardest game. So,
What do you think is the biggest strength of this team?
Really that we play as a team more than individually. And again, like I said, we come out with 10 girls on the bench. So I just feel like we're really we don't play as selfish. I feel like we play really good as a team, and we focus on saying we is greater than me. So,
Really good rebounding team this year are the Wolves. What's allowed you to really dominate that department?
Getting a body on a girl and just focusing on what we can do. And we have a lot of really good rebounding girls on the team.
You know, if this team wants to accomplish all their goals and continue with this strong season, what's a few keys to the second half, do you think?
Whether we're down or we're up, I just feel like we continue to play our best game. Whether we're down 10 points or we're up 10 points, I just feel like we go into the second half focusing on the score is 0-0 and just starting again and playing and coming out as hard as we can.
Brady, what's it mean to be a part of this Winfield Mountain Union basketball program?
It really honestly means a lot. The girls on our team really are just have great attitudes, and every time we go to practice, we just compete and work as hard as you can, and never forget to have fun. So it's just a really fun team to be a part of.
You saw a lot of time last year as a freshman, but have taken a big leap this year in your sophomore campaign. What part of your game do you think has improved the most?
Really, like, down low as a post, just focusing on my moves and not rushing as much when I get the ball. But a big part of that is the guards. They have some great, really good post entries, and just passing the ball down low and yeah, it helps out a lot, and just taking my time on those moves.
Brady, do you have a basketball role model?
Not specifically, but I do look up to a lot of the older girls on our team since we have been practicing with them, and all the team, we have a lot of seniors, so I really do look up to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got any superstitions before a game?
Well, actually, I love going to my grandma's before games. I just guess it really helps me calm down, so.
All right.
And just hanging out with the team in the locker room before the game.
There you go. What's the pregame music look like for the team?
It's pretty loud in the locker room. We had a speaker. It's just really a mix of genres and music, honestly.
All right. Last question before I let you go here, Brady. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. How do you use that motto to prepare for a game?
Really in the locker room, honestly. With the music going, there's a lot of movement and dancing, and then in the warm-up, we have a lot of a really good dynamic warm-up, and then the pregame drills. So,
well, Brady, congratulations to you and the team thus far, and best of luck in the second half.
Thank you.
Brady Buffington of the Winfield Mount Union girls basketball team joins us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. 9-0 are the Wolves as they gear up for the second half of the season. Take one final break. Come back with more on today's show on AIM.FM KCII.